Republican Congressman John Shimkus represents a wide swath of southern and central Illinois. The 15th congressional district stretches just north of Champaign all the way south to the Kentucky and Indiana borders, also west almost to St. Louis. He's on the line from Washington. Representative Shimkus, welcome back to the 21st.
I'm happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Let me ask, I think we always, or presidents always start the State of the Union address by talking about what they think the State of the Union is. What do you think the State of our Union is right now?
Well, it depends on how you, from what your perspective. First of all, I think the economically, I think the State of the Union is getting stronger. I'm a big believer that what we did on tax reform was very beneficial to individuals and also not just from their own tax return, but also on job creation and reinvestment and capital and higher wages, and that proof is in the pudding, along with easing regulatory burden. I just think there's a new kind of an uptick in optimism on the economy. On other issues like immigration, it's been a tough go. I mean, we're still struggling with how to provide some certainty to the DACA young adults while complying with some of the requests of reforming the immigration system, like chain migration and the lottery system, along with the president's request for a wall. So I think we're struggling on trying to find a unified position on how to address this immigration issue. If we go to infrastructure, which I think he'll talk about, I think people aren't pleased with where we're at in infrastructure. So they want us to get on board with a plan, and hopefully the president will lay out something on infrastructure and how we pay for strengthening our roads and bridges and our locks and dams and the like that. So, and it's a very dangerous world. So I think there's still uncertainty about our threats, North Korea and Iran, but also the fact that we've got men and women in harm's way and equipment, and with our budget fights that we've been having, the people that have been harmed the most are men and women in uniform, and you see that in equipment failures, and you see that in stress and strain on the force. So, there are some things that are good, and there's some things that we still have questions on.
Representative Shimkus, you mentioned immigration. We've seen already some reports about the discussions that the president will be having about his immigration plan, which includes a path to citizenship for 1.8 million people who were covered, as you mentioned, under DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It would also include $25 billion for a border wall, cuts in family immigration visas. Would you support a bill that includes all of these proposals?
We have a bill in the House that's very similar. I think that where people are tripping over the words of citizenship, pathway to citizenship, I think that the discussions, and again, these are discussions between the executive branch and some senators. I think the House has its own bill. I think that we definitely could support an issue of legal status. And the question is, the people who came here illegally, do they get citizenship, or is there a delayed system by getting in the back of the line, which would be fair to the people who are working through the citizenship process now? So, the devil's always in the details. The House plan will probably be different than the Senate. We've got to get our own act together between the two chambers and then negotiate with the president. So let's see what shakes out in this process.
President Trump was also just at the World Economic Forum in Davos. He's talked in the past about overhauling international trade, pulling out of agreements like NAFTA. What are you hoping to hear from the president on trade?
Yeah, I talk about trade quite a bit, too, because trade is very important for my agriculture community. We need markets so my corn and beans and my beef and my pork can get to places that want to buy that. On the other flip side is that there are countries that that subsidize their manufacturing, and that's where you get the words free and fair. We want to have free and fair competition. So if there's the federal government just took action against Chinese solar panel builders because the Chinese government subsidizes the production of those goods. That's not fair trade. So how do you manage to get in the manufacturing system the fairness without putting so much pressure on the on these countries that they start retaliating through the ag sector. So I'm one who's saying it's not an easy process, but I think that's the needle they're trying to thread.
Representative, three of your Democratic colleagues in the House are planning to boycott the State of the Union. One of them, Representative Bobby Rush, said, and I'm going to quote here, quote, "This is a presidency that has been built on racism, stupidity, and lies, which has already wasted enough of America's time, and I will not waste any more of mine," end quote. I wonder, as a fellow representative from Illinois, what's your response to that and to others who, of your other lawmakers who are boycotting the speech?
Well, I always make it my job not to comment on other members' votes or their statement. I just don't get drawn into that. Their statements speak for themselves. They have to be responsible to the citizens who send them there. I think it's you're there representing the people of your district. That's why I always go. I'm not always pleased when I'm there, but I'm not going to be drawn into making a statement on a colleague's position and put words in their mouth. They can do that themselves.
Last question for you, Representative. Members of Congress usually bring a guest to the State of the Union. Senator Dick Durbin's bringing, actually, you mentioned DACA. I believe he's bringing a medical student who's supposed to be, I think, the first MD, PhD DACA student at Loyola's medical school. One of your Republican colleagues, Adam Kinzinger, is bringing a Rockford area business owner, Patty Thayer. Who are you taking to the State of the Union?
So I've been a member, as many people know, for 20 years. I can think of a lot of people who've sacrificed to allow me to do this job for the people that I love to represent. But no one sacrifices more than family. So I am proud to bring my 18-year-old son to be my guest, who is going to get a chance to visit with other members of Congress. And it's a way that I can thank him for being a young, wonderful young man and has been able to get to 18 years old, even though he's had an absent father much of that time.
So this is your son. Is he in high school, your son?
This is my youngest son who's in high school. He's a high school senior.
And so has he ever had a chance to attend anything like this with you in Washington?
He hasn't attended the State of the Union. He did go to the inaugural this year. I mean, this is kind of his year that I've been trying to get him, because next year he'll be in college, so he'll be out of the house. So he has done, but he's the youngest. We did a lot of stuff with our kids when I was the first elected member, and then there's a big gap where they really didn't do much, and I'm trying to catch up with him to experience some of the stuff.
And one last trip with Dad before college.
one last trip with my son before he goes away to college.
Representative John Shimkus is a Republican. He represents Illinois' 15th congressional district, a big part of southern and central Illinois, part or all of 33 counties. Representative Shimkus, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.